want to ask you about lines kind of changing, kind of reunited with yours. How do you, what's the comfort level you feel with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, we've played a lot together. I feel like at the end of the season, we created a lot of good chances, and just, you know, we like to kind of grind down low, and we all kind of play the similar style game as far as just kind of get it in and forecheck it and try to create things. So, yeah, I think getting back with Hornquist and Simone will be good. We got to utilize our skills and just not overthink it. Just got to play hard.
What's the line between urgency and not putting too much pressure? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, you can't hit the panic button, even though we're in a situation where it's a tough spot to be. But I think with this team and you know, what we've discussed in the last 24 hours is, you know, we have a clear message. We know we can be better. We know that's a good team over there, but we know we have a lot more potential as a team. So it starts with one win tonight, and then we go from there.
Coach has told us he wants you guys to stick with the plan and not take as many risks, but how difficult is that in situations where you know it's been tough to score goals?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the tighter the game, I think in this type of playoff atmosphere, I think that's kind of how you got to play it. It's, you know, one error usually ends up in the back of your net, so we got to limit that, and just, you don't want to play on your heels. Obviously, you want to come at them, but at the same time, we have to adjust our game a little bit. And you know, this is a good team. We can't look past that. Obviously, they have offensive talent, but they play well defensively. So it's it makes it hard, but we got to be harder and make it harder to play against us.
Does that start with getting and holding a lead?
Yeah, I mean, we had it last game, and it seemed like it was a blink of eye. It was the other way around. So it's, you know, most guys in this room have won Stanley Cup, so they know the stakes here. And, you know, I think for myself, I just don't grip the stick too tight tonight, but it's definitely going to be another level of energy, obviously, and desperation here.
Is it hard not to do that in an elimination game?
As pro athletes, there's challenges throughout your career, throughout different years and different games, you know, shift to shift. So it's, you just got to learn to handle it and, you know, stay focused on what you can bring to the team. And, you know, usually good things happen when you're not looking too far ahead and just worrying about doing the little things right.
Have any of the leaders or any of the veteran guys here stepped up, said anything? Do you expect anything like that for tonight's game?
Yeah, we've had a chat. We've had a chat as a team, and a lot of the older guys spoke up. So, you know, I, a lot of times you know what the problem is, but sometimes it's just going out there and doing it. So it's good for things to be said, but at the same time, it's got to be on the ice. And you know, we adjusted some things, went over some video, and you know, nothing too crazy. It's just the fact that you know, we've had some times in the game where we've had opportunities to, you know, kind of hold the lead, or just kind of play not safe, but not hit home runs. Sometimes you just want to make base hits. And use a baseball metaphor. I never even played baseball, but yeah, you don't always have to hit a home run, and that goes for all of us, myself included. So yeah, that'll be a key tonight.
Make the first goal. Couple more guys. Big. Is it crucial for you guys tonight, just for morale and momentum, to get the first one?
Yeah, especially at home, you want to get your fans into it and make sure you know, it's nice and loud, like it was at the beginning of the night the other night here. You know, you want to use the home ice to advantage. So, yeah, coming out and whatever happens, we got to stay composed and just make sure we're giving it everything we got.
If you get that lead, what's necessary?
Yeah, I mean, just play as a five-man unit on the ice. It's, you know, a lot of times it's one little error that ends up the other way. But if we're backing each other and trusting each other, I think that's the biggest thing. So can't plan on going down or anything. You gotta stay on the path.